We are on episode number 80 in A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. I'm your host, Chris Bate. Stay with us.
Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
And happy Friday, everybody. We made it. We've made it to Friday. My name's Chris Bain with the Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. Thank you so much for being here and joining us as we talk everything real estate and the things that affect you and how to make wiser financial decisions. So today, I wanted to talk to you something to you very specifically, and that is about your request for repair. Now, let me tell you, first things first, that when you sign a residential purchase agreement here in California, there is a paragraph in the residential purchase agreement that says you are purchasing the property as is, that the seller is not required to make any repairs to the property, that it is almost generous for the seller to even decide to do some of these repairs. Now, here's the thing. In many cases, sellers are willing to do and make repairs if they see that they are reasonable and they are health and safety issues. So for example, what's a health and safety issue? Well, let's say the smoke detectors are not included in the property. That is something that necessarily must be done. Or the hot water heater is not braced and strapped. That has to be done. Something that could be necessary, depending on whether or not you can get your loan, is a broken window. That might be a health and safety issue that must be repaired. The fact that you must have heat, that is a health and safety issue. So I want to take you through that, because when you are getting your physical inspection done, the inspectors are going to point out many, many, many things that are not necessarily right with your property, and they're going to say that it's either health and safety, which the ones I mentioned are, or they're going to say things like, requires further evaluation from a licensed contractor. And many times people start putting on ridiculous requests on the request for repair. So what are some ridiculous examples of requests on a request for repair? Keep in mind, when you're buying a home, you're buying an old home. And in many cases, some of these homes, especially if they're in the metro district, some of them are upwards of 100 years old. So you're buying an old home. And you need to keep that in mind, that, you know, part of home ownership is becoming a weekend warrior. And, you know, take that with pride, because there's a lot of pride that comes in with that. So what are some things that are a little bit unconventional? Asking the seller to put screens on. It wasn't a surprise that the screens weren't there to begin with. So if you want the screens put back, put the screens back yourself. Another example of something that is a little bit much to be asking for, let's say the sliding door on the closet sticks a little bit. That's a little bit ridiculous to ask. These are things that you can pick up yourself. Let's say, for example, there is a cabinet door that is missing, and the seller has made it more art deco rather than replacing it because the kitchen isn't remodeled. It wasn't a surprise to you that the cabinet door was not on when you went in to take a look at the place. It shouldn't be a surprise to you when it pops up on the physical inspection. These are some of the things that you really need to pay attention to, because these are making demands of the seller that are not a win-win deal. Now, remember, we like creating win-win transactions when we're putting real estate transactions together. If you're not going to create that win, then the seller is going to walk away and they're going to get ticked off. And what you don't want to do is tick off a seller to the point where they're just going to tell you to cancel the offer. If your agent isn't schooling you on what the best practices are, you really need to evaluate whether you're working with the right agent, because if they tell you to just put everything on there, that is unacceptable. It's not acceptable to be asking the seller to do minor weekend warrior stuff. This is what you get to do. This is the opportunity you get to put your mark on it. And here's the other thing. You don't want the seller doing all this work on their own. The reason for that is their standard of work might be subpar to what you would do in your own home. And if you're buying the home to begin with, you're going to want to do it. So you should really ask for a credit and not ask for a laundry list of things to get done. The other thing is you want to make sure that you're creating a dynamic so that way if there are any other issues that come up throughout the process of the transaction that you're not ticking off the seller, because the seller is just going to tell you to pound sand and walk away. So you really need to make sure, you need to remember, real estate transactions are win-win. They're not absolute. So if you're going to hand this laundry list to somebody, you better be expecting to either compromise or say, you know what, we're done. And you better not tie up the seller's time, because that's just rude. And if we're representing you as the buyer, we're going to educate you on these things. That not everything that you want, you're going to get in this. So you need to make a decision and you need to focus on those health and safety issues. We're going to make it short and sweet for this Friday. If you have any questions about selling a home, buying a home, or investing in real estate, please give me a call at 619-818-2992 or on the web at alwayssunnyinsd.com. Don't forget to come visit me tomorrow at my open house, new listing, 235 Tulip Street. That hits the market today. I'm just waiting for the photographs to come back. I should have those in a little bit, and we'll be putting that live. Remember, 619-818-2992. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.